On the whole, medication during breastfeeding is less harmful than during pregnancy, as the drug is normally only present in the breast milk to a small extent.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen zum PTA-Funk, dem Podcast von Das PTA-Magazin. Mein Name ist Julia Pflegel und ich bin die Chefredakteurin des Magazins. Unsere aktuelle Folge der Serie Englisch for PTA beschäftigt sich thematisch mit der Stillzeit. Eine junge Mutter kommt in die Apotheke und ist besorgt, weil durch das Stillen ihres Babys die Brustwarzen wund geworden sind. Hören Sie den Dialog zwischen PTA und Kundin und frischen Sie Ihre Englischkenntnisse auf. Wenn Sie den Dialog mitlesen möchten, klicken Sie auf www.das-pta-magazin.de/englisch. Viel Spaß beim Zuhören.
Hello. I wonder if you could help me.
What's the problem?
My baby was born 2 weeks ago and I'm breastfeeding him, but my nipples are getting sore and cracked. What can I do?
That's quite common in the early days. In most cases, it's due to not being well positioned and the baby not latching on properly. Both of you may need time to get the hang of it. Have you noticed whether his lower lip is tucked in?
No.
It should be fanned outward on the breast and his mouth should be wide open. Even if you're feeling uncomfortable, don't remove your baby while he's sucking. Break the action first by pressing down on your breast or by inserting a finger into his mouth.
What can I do to alleviate the soreness?
The first thing to try is to dab some of your own milk onto the nipples. It has healing properties that are ideal for soreness. You could also apply a very small amount of ultrapure lanolin. It would prevent the loss of moisture and promote healing, and you wouldn't have to remove it before feeding.
My mother said she used to blow her nipples dry with a hairdryer.
That is definitely not a good idea. The skin would dehydrate even more and damage the nipple tissue.
How can I be sure that it's not mastitis or some other problem?
With mastitis, the whole breast becomes hot and painful, and it's accompanied by flu-like symptoms. It would then be important to get help from a midwife or your doctor. In some cases, antibiotics are prescribed.
I'm really scared of taking an antibiotic while I'm nursing.
I can reassure you on that account. There are several antibiotics, for example, penicillin, that can be administered without any problems for the baby. On the whole, medication during breastfeeding is less harmful than during pregnancy, as the drug is normally only present in the breast milk to a small extent.
That's good to know. What else do you suggest I do?
Wear a cotton nursing bra so that air can circulate and make sure that all traces of laundry detergent are removed. Allow your baby to feed when he wants and give each breast the same amount of nursing time each day. And most importantly, find the details of support groups in your area. That's where you'll find the best tips and get your confidence back.
Thank you very much. I'll do that and contact you if I have further questions. Could I have some of the ultra-pure lanolin, please?
Yes, of course.
Das war unsere aktuelle Episode vom PTA-Funk, dem Podcast von Das PTA-Magazin. Danke, dass Sie zugehört haben. Wir freuen uns über Downloads, Likes und Kommentare. Auf Wiederhören, bis zum nächsten Mal.